There's a ton of injured players returning across Major League Baseball. Which ones are most impactful down the stretch? This is a special happy hour edition of First Pitch. Yes, welcome on into First Pitch, show talking all about the goings-on across Major League Baseball. I'm Lindsey Crosby. He's Christian Rau. Special happy hour edition here. I want to talk about a lot of the injured players we've seen across baseball because there's a lot of guys coming back soon. Some have already returned. Some are returning soon. So, Christian, let's get into it with contenders that either have lost players and have some returning soon or have already brought some guys back. The Los Angeles Dodgers got Mookie Betts back last night. He hit a home run in his return playing right field. Brusdar Graterol, key reliever for them. Probably the easiest 100 mile an hour you've ever seen in your life. How big is it to get those two guys back for the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Yeah, having Mookie Betts back is going to be huge. And I think that just sets up exactly what they need to move forward and to really win the National League West. Right now, that is in question because what's going on with the Arizona Diamondbacks, what the San Diego Padres are doing, and frankly, what the San Francisco Giants are doing, that division is getting really tough down the stretch. Moving Mookie Betts, getting him back out into the outfield where he has shined over the last few seasons being with the team, not putting him at the shortstop, which for what they had to do to put him in shortstop, he still became an all-star. So he still figured it out, but he obviously is better in the outfield. So having him back out there is going to be huge. When you get back other guys like Tommy Edman and Max Muncy, that's going to be just another huge impact for the infield as well. And then you mentioned Graterol. He had that unexpected injury when he
Six
came back.
Six pitches back into his debut, yeah.
I saw something on social media last night when we were prepping for this, Lindsey, and he was showing him in his rehab, saying that he's feeling stronger than ever. He thinks that he's ready to come back. He's getting ready to come back, and everything's going in the right direction. So I think we will see him make at least one more try at it before the season's over. And if he comes back and he comes back strong the way that they expected him to come back just a few weeks ago, watch out, because that's going to be a huge, maybe he won't be a high leverage guy right off the bat because of his injuries, but just having him in the sixth or seventh inning will be huge for this Dodgers team.
Yeah. They initially called that a grade 3 hamstring strain, that did some additional imaging and testing and said, no, it's a grade 1. He's already playing catch. And he said he thinks he can be back by August 31st. That's kind of his deadline. Another guy, I completely missed this. Walker Buehler returns off the IL to make a start on Wednesday against the Brewers. And so, like, they're getting more guys back. They've lost guys as well. River Ryan is out with some sort of UCL injury. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. But it feels like the Dodgers are getting healthy at the right time, because it was never about the regular season for Los Angeles, right? It was always about the postseason. It was about getting to October and making a run. And you'll have options, like we talked about. You're getting Tommy Edman, you're getting Max Muncy. They both, I believe, started rehab assignments on Tuesday.
Yes.
So you get both those guys back. It feels like those are pretty impactful. A team that did get some guys back and lost some other guys, same division, Arizona Diamondbacks. Both Merrill Kelly and Eduardo Rodriguez have rejoined the rotation. But at the same time, Zach Gallen left his start after 4 1/3 innings. He said it was just a cramp and he should be fine. But we've also seen Christian Walker out with an oblique injury, Gabriel Moreno out with an injury. Can't think exactly what it is right this second. And Kettle Marte left Saturday's game with an ankle injury, skipped Sunday, tried to come back on Monday, re-aggravated it and had to leave, gets an MRI on Tuesday. Is getting Merrill Kelly and Eduardo Rodriguez enough for the Arizona Diamondbacks to maintain pace in the wild card with the Padres?
We kind of had this conversation a few weeks ago when the Christian Walker injury went down and they added Josh Bell. And we thought that, you know, the low risk of adding Josh Bell, which has turned out to be exactly that. He's been a great asset for them so far. Mm-hmm. Is a great pickup, because when Christian Walker can come back, you can either still use Josh Bell as a DH. You can platoon him with Jack Peterson, whatever you need to do. And it's a great pick. But then you can look at this pitching thing with Kelly and Rodriguez. Yes, them coming back will be huge. But now you're seeing other injuries with this Arizona Diamondbacks pitching staff, Lindsay. So it makes you wonder. It doesn't matter if these guys come back. If these guys come back, you're still having more injury concerns with this rotation. So, yes, it's important that they come back, because if you don't, then you are completely just hurt. But I think it's not as impactful as I thought it was going to be because of all the other injuries going down. And you mentioned Moreno. It was a groin injury. And a lot of people think that it's possible that he might miss the rest of the season. There are some things that are out there. Some people that are out there that think that that groin injury is not enough. So, and they just grabbed Andrew Kitzner off the waivers, and that's the guy that's replacing him right now. That's not a great replacement when you're looking at, you know, just having batting or defensively. So I, as well as the Diamondbacks have been so far this season, especially in the last 10 games or so, I'm nervous that they can't hold on because of all these injuries. I think that they are going to run out of time eventually.
Yeah, and I think the concern here too is that the offensive injuries are happening to some of the best guys. Corbin Carroll's been kind of dinged up all year. That shoulder's still bothering him somewhat. But Lourdes Gurriel, I think it was Sunday's game with left hamstring tightness. I don't think he played on Monday. Obviously, Walker, Moreno, now Kettle Marte. And I remember talking to Alex Anthopoulos soon after the trade deadline, and he talked about it's really hard to replace an all-star. Like at that, even at the trade deadline, when you have the ability to go out and move players, and you saw they replaced Christian Walker with Josh Bell at the deadline.
Right.
But losing guys now, there's no easy way to replace those guys. And you can fill in for them. You can't replace them. And if Kettle Marte's injury lingers, or if Lourdes Gurriel's injury lingers, I'm just worried you're not going to have enough offense left to get this team through a postseason and through a World Series. You may still be able to make it. I don't think you're going to go much farther. So, yeah, I'm a little worried about the Diamondbacks.
I'm with you there. I think that the Diamondbacks have such good potential, and I think we saw it last year. I mean, they made the World Series. I think this team is even better on paper than they were last season if they are all healthy. But right now, that's a big concern.
Yeah, talking about teams get back to health, Houston Astros. Justin Verlander goes out for a rehab stint. I think he threw like 3 innings.
Yep.
He is expected to make a second minor league rehab start, and they said he may at that point rejoin the team. At the same time, Kyle Tucker apparently has the worst shin injury in the history of the world, because he just finally started doing baseball activities. He's traveling with the team. He did a lot of workouts on the field, short sprints, side to side movements, even fielded a little bit of some fly balls in the outfield, not full sprint, but, you know, catching fungos and things like that. Side note, Atlanta lost Jesse Chavez to a shin injury last year. And I feel like these get misdiagnosed a lot. They thought it was just like a bone bruise, and it turned out to be a fracture. And so he missed a lot more time than they thought he would. Are the Houston Astros, is this the final thing that they need to go ahead and put away the division, getting Verlander back and maybe getting Kyle Tucker back by the end of the month? Is this the final thing they need to just go ahead and lock up the West?
I think Verlander is the key. I think having Tucker back will just be, I've kind of written off Kyle Tucker because we haven't heard, you know, what's been anything going on with him all season. We're finally starting to get some idea. It's been the quietest calf injury in the world, or shin injury in the world, as you mentioned. But I think having Verlander back will be the key. And because the pitching staff has just been there's been so many question marks. Getting Kikuchi at the trade deadline was big. You know, we're starting to see Valdez do really big things. Obviously, he was just one out away from a no-hitter just a few days ago. But as you mentioned, Verlander had a rehab start just on August 10th. 3 innings pitched. He allowed 2 hits, 1 run, and struck out 3, walked 2. Not a bad little rehab start to get things going. It was the first time on a mound since his injury, so at least in the start. So I'd like to see him get one more, as you mentioned. And I think if everything works out, having him back will be will be awesome. And I think that that lines up for September. And man, the inevitable seems to be happening. The Houston Astros will be right back in it, and we'll probably see them in the ALCS, right, Lindsay? That's probably what's going to happen.
Again, yeah.
I'd like to see Kyle Tucker, though, come back. I mean, how nice would it be to have somebody who, I mean, add along with Yordan Alvarez and Alec Bregman, who just both shared the American League Player of the Week this year or this week, and then add Kyle Tucker into the mix? I mean, you got to love that if that can happen.
There's your big three. You need three hot hitters in the playoffs. There's your big three right there, and you still have Jose Altuve, too. Staying in that division, mixed news for the Texas Rangers. Jacob DeGrom threw a bullpen session on Monday, hit 99 miles an hour, which is obviously very exciting. We haven't had him because of Tommy John surgery. First time he faced live hitters since he had that surgery last June. He's going to have another bullpen session and then a minor league rehab assignment. And so the earliest we might see him is the end of August, but it does look like he'll be able to get some 2024 innings in so that he can be ready for 2025. But both Nathan Eovaldi and Max Scherzer left the road trip to head back to Texas for injury checkups. Eovaldi left his start on Saturday, left side tightness. Scherzer has that right shoulder fatigue, went on the list on July 31st, and just has not really been able to get it back. Is this now just too many injuries for the Rangers to recover from and potentially be able to make the postseason a year after winning the World Series?
Yeah, I think it's too little too late. And I think even if all three of the pitchers are healthy right now, I think it's a little too little too late. They're 10 games out of the wild card, 8.5 games out of the AL West with that surging Astros team, as you mentioned. So I think this one right here should just be a nice little selfish just excitement for baseball fans that, hey, you're going to probably get Jake DeGrom back in 2024. You're going to see a couple of Jake DeGrom starts, and they might not be as meaningful as we'd want them to be, but you're still going to get Jacob DeGrom, folks. He's going to come back and we're going to get some innings. And hearing about that bullpen session about 99, I felt like it was just absolutely needed to get into this conversation, even if the Rangers, the national defending world champs, Lindsay, are not going to be in the playoff picture.
I'm honestly worried that they may dump some contracts and stuff to try to get under the CBT, do that waiver thing that the Angels did last year. And what kind of sign is that going to be about how baseball works now? If the defending champions dump some players to try to cut salary with a month left in the season, like that could dumping good players on the market. Like I would argue with the Angels doing that last year affected the playoff race. If you look 100%. At the fact that those three guys that they dumped all went to the Guardians, and one of them, I'm trying to remember, like the starting pitcher that went to the Guardians,
Giolito,
pitched us like seven shutout innings against the Rangers, who ended up losing that game and were one win away from winning the division and had to go through the wild card thing. Like it can legitimately affect the balance of power in MLB. And it's just, I'm a little worried about that happening, but it feels like that's where the Rangers are heading, because they're just on the struggle bus right now.
That's a really good point. Didn't even think about that being in an idea. I forgot all about that thing happening with the Angels.
Yeah.
Hate to say it, but it's really easy to forget about that Angels team right now when Mike Trout's out. So, yeah, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, could you imagine the world champs go ahead and just packing it in after
Lucas Giolito. That's who it was. Lucas Giolito is the one. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's go to your St. Louis Cardinals. You got Jordan Walker back on Monday when Matt Carpenter went on the IL. Positive news about Lance Lynn. Is this enough for the Cardinals to stay alive for a little bit longer?
Man, I hope so, right? No, end of segment. No, I think that Jordan Walker could be a really interesting piece back. He didn't have the greatest debut on Monday coming back to the team. However, his first at bat was impressive. He showed some really hard contact. His batting stance is different. He looks like he's made some really solid adjustments. His head's not moving at the plate. So if that can translate nicely into the major leagues, because in his last, I want to say 65 at bats in AAA, he was had it over a 1.06 OPS. He was doing some really good numbers up there. His 90 percentile exit velocity was over 108 miles per hour in the last couple at bats in AAA. So if they can find a way to play him every day, I think that's going to be important. Then I think he can find a groove and maybe we'll see him in there. There's a spot for him right now because his outfield has improved. His defense has improved so far since he's been with AAA Memphis. He was leading all Cardinals minor leaguers in outfield assists. And we're talking about Jordan Walker here, the guy who was not good in the outfield the last couple seasons. And there's some issues with Nolan Gorman at the plate. There's some issues with Lars Nootbaar at the plate. So there's room to find him in this lineup to get him every day at bat. So I'm interested to see what will happen there. As you mentioned, Lance Lynn, yep, positive news coming back with him. He's throwing a bullpen session. I believe it was either on Monday or today on Tuesday. So we'll see how that goes. He was talking about it on another podcast, Foul Territory. So I think we'll get him back. When that happens, there's going to be some big questions. What happens to that rotation? Andre Pallante right now holding that spot. If Lance Lynn can find himself healthy again, he'll obviously take that over. And then they'll either go to a six-man rotation or a Pallante will probably get optioned down or moved to the bullpen. So do I think that's enough? I don't know. Milwaukee Brewers look really good and that National League wild card is log jammed, but I think they do have a chance if they can stay healthy and get a guy like Walker going, Lindsay.
Yeah, last big potential return, we got confirmation on Monday from Braves manager Brian Snitker that center fielder Michael Harris II would be returning and be activated on Wednesday. He completed rehab assignments in AAA Gwinnett over the weekend. Rather than have him play on Tuesday, they are flying him out to San Francisco to join the team on Tuesday, again to be activated on Wednesday. I think as much as we've talked about the offense needing some help, I think the bigger thing here is defensively, you need Michael Harris II in center field. We've now seen twice over the weekend. We saw it once on, I think it was on Saturday, and then we saw it again last night. Those fly balls in shallow right center field have been an issue for Atlanta. They had a missed one on Saturday. Ramon Laureano, who was covering center field, had injured his heel earlier in the game. Couldn't quite get to it. Jorge Soler dove and missed the catch. And then they had one last night where Ramon Laureano couldn't get to it. And the ball fell and ended up being, I think that was the one that was ruled an error. One of the first two batters that reached off of Chris Sale before he just went into beast mode and didn't let anybody else do anything. So bringing back Michael Harris II, he is, despite having missed 2 months, he is still the team's best defender by outs above average on StatCast. He is one of only six Braves who is positive defensively on the year. And so it's definitely something where you need to get him back. His bat, he struggled a little bit compared to his career numbers before the injury. He was batting 250, whereas the last two seasons he batted 297, 293. His on-base had usually been around the 330 to 340. It was at 295, and his slugging was down to 358. But he's looked much better in AAA Gwinnett. Hit a couple home runs while he was down there. I want to say it's, what was it? He batted 435. He was like, what was it? He was 10 for 23 while he was down there on rehab. So looks to be good to go. I think getting him back will dramatically help the outfield defense. Being able to move Jared Kelnick over to a corner, having him platoon with Adam Duvall, and having Harris in center field every day helps with Jorge Soler in right field as well. And then after that, now it's you get Ozzie Albies back theoretically sometime in September. Now you have another offensive bat to go in the place of Whit Merrifield. I think it's enough simply because the offense has looked pretty decent in the last week without Michael Harris. The defense and the pitching have been the glaring issues. And we saw Chris Sale was fine last night pitching wise, and defensively adding Harris, I think, will do a lot. So I hope that's enough. I'm not sure simply because this season's been such a weird year, right?
It's been a weird year, especially for the Braves as of late. You know, they started off, 19-9, and then they've been under 500 since. So, and then you mentioned Michael Harris. You mentioned Ozzie. Ronaldo Lopez, he's getting a rehab start right now too, right?
Yes, he will do a rehab start on Tuesday. Thank you for that. He will pitch with AAA Gwinnett, and that would line him up to come back either for the series finale on Sunday in LA versus the Angels or at home the next Tuesday versus the Phillies, which is a huge matchup. You are behind Philly by 7 games. You have exactly 7 games left to play Philly, 3 in Atlanta, and then you go to Philly for 4 more, I think 2 weeks later. So getting him back will also be huge. Your fifth starter would go from being Grant Holmes to Ronaldo Lopez, who has been one of the better pitchers in baseball this year while they've been trying to aggressively manage his innings. So lots of injury returns, definitely going to help out pitching-wise, going to help out defense-wise, and you would hope Michael Harris can help out offensively as well, especially if he gets to go back into his favored number 9 hole in the order.
Gotta love it. Yeah, so many injuries, so many pending returns for contenders, and of course, Jacob DeGrom, who pitched 99 miles an hour in the bullpen. I'll put that out there one more time. There's a lot of things to be excited for. We are in, you know, we're at the end of the dog days of summer, Lindsay, but at the end of August, you're moving into September. This is when baseball gets even more exciting. We saw it last night with the greatest pitching matchup of the season. Now we're getting into the thick of it, and playoff baseball is right around the corner.
If you want more about that Chris Sale versus Blake Snell Braves and Giants matchup, go watch our episode from this morning. We went into detail about how historic that pitching matchup actually was. This has been a happy hour edition of First Pitch. I'm Lindsey Crosby. He's Christian Rau. If you're listening on audio, do us a favor, leave us a 5-star review. If you're on YouTube, leave us a comment, subscribe to the channel. Really does mean a ton. Until tomorrow, this has been First Pitch.